Hi everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today in this video, I'm going to talk about some of the performers in the DeFi movement, the impact of them, and how to use them compared to Tether market and Ethereum market. So let me just go in here and show you what's been going on in the markets with the risk on, just to give you an idea. It's been up pretty strongly for the last couple of days. Has some of them have weakened. These are including Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, Bitcoin, and Litecoin. Last time I checked, about 2 hours ago, Litecoin was negative. Bitcoin was barely positive. Ethereum was still up close to 9.1%. So here they come. So we have Bitcoin now strong again, 1.24. And in the meantime, let me just go through. So, having been on my blog, I put this up a few hours ago. Blog today is Sunday, 11 p.m., Sunday, July 26. But here's the article: difference between ETH, Ethereum, and USDT Tether market. So look for that. You'll see in this video, I clearly show some performers at that time, which was about, I'd say almost 12 hours ago, which was Stellar and Cardano. And I compared the strength of both Stellar and Cardano in both Ethereum market and Tether. And what I found was Tether was fairly stable, and in the Ethereum it wasn't as strong. So if we take that same logic and apply it to the DeFi coins, compare them against Ethereum and Tether, I think you'll still have a much higher probability of at least getting some outperformance. So here we are. You can see the strength is back. Bitcoin is up 1.24, Litecoin up 1.6, Bitcoin Cash 1.53. And look at this huge spike again. Ethereum at 3.94. I've highlighted that last Thursday, where Ethereum is the driver because that's the blockchain used for DeFi finance. I'll be talking about that later tomorrow night. 7 p.m. webinar. So get in on that. Find all the info on the blog. So that's going to be an important webinar because this is not pumping anymore. This is actual happening. It's been happening now for 3, 4 days, and it's continuing. So let's go into what we can look at here. So as part of my reporting, I have the ability to compare some of these coins. A couple of things I want you to highlight here is Binance has now added a few new coins that are part of the performers in DeFi. So we have Maker, thank you very much. We have Maker and a new one, DAI, somewhere in there. And then we also have Compound, which was launched last November, which takes advantage of sitting on the blockchain for Ethereum. So if I go to a newly discovered website called DeFi Pulse, this will show you the performance of these coins. So these coins will show you that are outperforming Ethereum. So here, what you'll find is this is the chain used. All of them are using Ethereum. And here's Bitcoin, it sounds like. But you can see the performance here. It's quite high, 24-hour change. We got 17%, 13%. 19%, 49%, and so on. So these are some of the performers. Some of these can be relied on, some of them they can't. So the top two right now, supposedly, are Maker and Compound, and this other one I have not seen on Binance Kit called AAVE, Aave, I guess, I don't know. Anyways, let's go back to our spreadsheet here. So we can now compare everything trading against Tether. And Tether we've identified as a stable, obviously a stable coin. But let me just show you here. Now I have here among these coins measured by slope and momentum. I'm going to use slope, and let me just do a sort on that. Don't know why it's not working. Give me a minute. Let's get this properly loaded up. So something is going wrong with our sort. Anyways, let me just go into our Word documents instead then. So in here, we've got four tight ways to look at the market. In here, I had one called you can sort by a shorting. There was only one. Rarely anything comes up on it. But this one can be shorted. So this one suggests that Atom will get shorted. So here's in a downward trend. Here's the Fibonacci, which look okay, but here's the where you want to be on the... Plus, we can measure candle patterns as well. So here we have a bearish. And then we have these other ones mentioned as well. You can look at head and shoulder. But this is where the meat and potatoes is. These standard charts that you know about for both moving averages with the RSI as well as momentum. Usually I like to look at the 30-day view. You can see it's not very strongly moving. It's pretty flat performers on the candles. So I can see why it could weaken. And you can see here that it is cooling off and the momentum is starting to drop. So that's probably why it's going to get shorted. So when then you go into the long side, there's a lot more opportunity here, obviously. So let's just look at the crypto long. These are not filtered out. So I can filter on volume. I can also filter on trend. And let me just go through that. So I'll just go through, let's just do volume for now. So we have a pile of video. We have a pile of coins here. So these are the ones in order that it thinks are really good. Now, this one comes up a lot, BUSDT. And also compare the volatility. If I was able to in the spreadsheet here, I don't know why my data, it's not working. But it's probably a memory problem. Anyways, I'll come back to that afterwards. But we have this one comes up quite a bit, BUSD. USDT. I don't know if it's a similar one to Tether, which is tethered to the US dollar, but it's not traded a lot. You can see here, you'll see the other coins. This one barely moves, not a lot. The price action is kind of strange, but I think the only reason it's up there, ranked up there, is because of this bullish signal here, butterfly, and let me just show you. This barely moves. I have no idea. I wouldn't even pay attention to this one. That's pretty sad. The volume's sad as well. Price action, there is nothing here. I'm just gonna get through this. So we have the BUSD again. Let me just see what's going on here. Okay, let's see. Once we can get past this one. Okay, so this one's been performing pretty good. ARPA, US, against USDT or Tether. You can see here these sudden spike ups. So these are your signals. And this one obviously worked well. Most of the time these moving average cross signals are kind of useless, but you can see the spike here from 0.015 all the way up to 0.035. Now, is that a pump? I don't know. But was there a signal here? No, it doesn't look like it's generating. Oh, here we go. There's a bunch of signals here. So you can see here we've had a couple of signals over the last few days. These are all daily time frame. These are all bullish. So that's a good sign. So this might start to move up again, which will give you the best return. So again, we'll be able to confirm that through the spreadsheet, if I can get that working. You know what I'm gonna do? Gonna quit that, reopen it. Okay, let me just hope for the best here. So you have two bars here that moved up quite a bit. These two here, that's around July 10th. That's quite the move up. 0.15 to just over 0.035. So let me just get the most recent here. Hopefully this will work. So continuing along, so we have PERL USDT. I don't know, I've never heard of this one, but we'll compare it in the, let me see if we can at least get access to, yeah, it looks like we can. Everything seems to be working again. So let me just go through this. Okay, nope. Okay, so here we are back to where we want to be. So I'm going to sort on slope from largest to smallest, or is that the A in this case? Okay, so here we go. So these are your best performing coins based on slope or trend. Same thing, or in my mind they are. So we have here in this order, REP, this one's been doing really good, SKP, SNX, KNC, and BNB, LINK, and BNT, XTZ, and then that this one, BAND. So those are your top 10, okay, in the last few days, based upon slope. Okay, so now I'm going to do another sort, and I'm going to show you which ones have been the least volatile. And I think BUSD will come up, the one I just showed you in the Word document, the Word report. So now we're going to do standard deviation, smallest to highest. You can see here, BUSD is the least volatile. So that's one of the reasons. So these ones here are the ones that are stable coins. TU, SD, PAX, PAX, USD, C, BUSD. I think this is the Binance stable coin. You can see here, these two here came up. DAI and Maker, because they have very little data history. These just got launched last week. So here we have Doge, Bitcoin, XRP, XMR, and so on as the least volatile. So if I look at this one called PERL, Pearl, I guess, let's see here the sudden spike here. Look at that. That's incredible. You see it's in a steady decline, and that this little one, and remember this is now filtered on volume, so there's a lot of volume hitting this coin. This is fairly new to me. Let's see what the signals say. So you have your bullish signal, 718. Again, look at that, 0.02 to 0.07. Incredible. Of momentum from 0 to 0.05. And that, we can get better clarity here. So this looks like it started. This run-up started exactly, if I look at the 30-day. So here, the startup started around the 23rd, 21st, 22nd of July. You can just see this spike up. So that's fairly recent. So let me see how our PERL has ranked among this. So this is the most volatile. I bet you the slope won't be that good, but this coin's done pretty impressive things. So let me just go back and sort on our slope. So yeah, it's not. I mean that's an incredible. So that's gone up. 0.02, let's just say. So that's gone up 300%. Amazing. So now let's go into Stellar. This one's been doing okay. You can see here this last run up is doing pretty good. Still historically undervalued. So we have here a bullish. Let's see. So we have a bearish, so that might wash each other out. Here's the patterns. So you have three bullish detected, 24th, 22nd, 20th. So in the last few days. So that's a big sign that this may start to run up, and I think it might. I don't have my MotoWave loaded up, but this could be, and you can see the volume here, it just spikes, and it's just, this could go through another leg up of increase. So let me just see here where this one ranks. So this is still sorted by slope, it looks like. So XLM, see where this ranks. So this is 34th out of so just in the bottom half or halfway down. So this may take off according to the number of you can see here what I worry about is just the candles are very narrow, but you can see here it goes from 0.07 to roughly 0.1. It looks like it could continue. Positive momentum still. But this floor is or the support is still solid. So this might be something to watch for. Here's another one, ZIL. These run-ups are amazing. 0.01 to roughly just over 0.026. So that's gone up two and a bit times, very short period of time again. Crypto's really on fire lately. You're getting these coins that are you're up double, three times. And see here we have more bullish signals. 21st and the 18th of July. Nice run up. And still maintaining its support level. It's still not there yet. These are great entry points to watch for, ZIL. So if you want to know the ranking with that one I think is a little higher than and Stellar. Let's see here. So that's 27. So it's halfway down. Let's continue. But ZIL has not done a whole lot. Now this one, XRP, this one doesn't move. This really does not excite me. It's in the bottom barrel, bearish as well. Let's see what we've got here. So the price, will it move? This is Ripple. It's moving up a little bit, but I think you're only going up from, I'm not going to complain, okay? To complain about moving from, let's say, 18 cents to 20, let's say, could get up to 22 cents. That's a 25% return, but you're hearing me report double, triple return. So ask yourself, if you want to be safe, this might be an okay one, but I think there's better performers out there. I'd be really surprised if this it was in the top half XRP. So it's at 35. So again, it's not nothing to get all excited about. IOST has its moments as well. So we have, oh, okay. So once you start to, oh, it's a bearish 23rd. So yeah, I'd stay away from this. When you start to see a Marabouzou candle, those are fairly reliable. If it's a bearish, I think that's not going to be a good thing. You can see it's just barely at zero. Has a little bit of strength, but I don't think this will drop. Yeah, this doesn't really. You can see it's already dropping already. I'm sure this has had a decent performance. IOST. Yeah, so all the ones I've shown you so far are halfway out of the, what is it, 60 roughly. So you have Tron, TRX. Again, not a lot of upward movement, not a lot of upward momentum. Another bearish here that was generated. Let me see here. So these were generated bullish, bullish. Actually, I might stand correct. So if these are bullish, can't say anything about the patterns themselves. It's a steady incline again. It's starting to reach that 60 or so RSI. Momentum's still fairly flat. I don't think this is going to go very far. Again, this is one of those coins that doesn't really do a lot. Doge is another one. These can be, this seems to be manipulated or pumped up. Can see here it's recently at 25 cents to almost above 45, so it's pretty close to doubling. But these are pumped by, last one was by Elon Musk. I'm starting to think if he got paid out to do that tweet. So we have here the 25th was the most recent bullish. I don't know. You see these, when it spikes, it spikes. But it quickly drops off. So that says that this could be manipulated. So from 0.25 to point, oh, just over 0.55. Okay, here's a winner, or has been a winner, ADA. Okay, Cardano has done well. See this nice run up here from 5 cents to 15 cents. So again, this is a lot more reliable for performance. Okay. I have seen a lot of good things with this coin. So a bullish here, it's the 22nd, a few days ago. Look at this run up. 0.04 all the way up to 0.14. Okay, so that's more than a 3-time return. And the way it's going, it's continuing. This is one of the best performers out there with Cardano. Okay, so here you can look at it, it's gonna taper off probably a little bit, or it could move up even further as more people jump into this. Think a lot of people are seeing this coin. Look at that big bar there. That's a 30-day look back. Slight drop off, but the RSI is starting to overheat. This one has performed well. Actually, let me just show you the ranking on ADA on this. So you can see here all the ones that are doing really well along here. And that ADA's done all right. So it's again halfway. But so far I've been very happy with this one. VET, V chain. Look at this, another big spike here. 0.05 to 0.02. That's a 400% return. That is unbelievable. This one has done well. Its last spike did well and then drops off. This could be pumped up. I don't know. But what do you care if you get that timing right? 4 times. So we have a bullish Saturday. So you can see here that just for timing these patterns. So when you get a bullish signal for candles, 722, let me just go to the 30-day view. So in around here, moved a little bit. But so most of the big moves actually were earlier in the month. And to be precise, when was that? We are looking at okay, so we're looking at, remember this exactly, yeah, 4th to the 10th, that 6-day hold where it went up 400%. But you can tell how precise it is after that move up, hasn't gone anywhere. But this has done earlier, but I think Cardano's for now has done pretty good. This one, ERD, I think is a top performer as well. ERD. So it's 19 in the top third. But you can see this sudden rise up. This one's done well. Again, that's gone up 300%. I'm showing you how many now, 300%. One gone up since the beginning of July. Just amazing. You wonder why people don't trade crypto. You can see these patterns here, 724 bullish, so you know that's good. 721 bullish, that's good too. Here you go, another 724 bullish. This one's screaming at you to jump in. ERD. Let's look at that. 0.052. That's a 5-time return. Very close to a 5-time return since July. That is absolutely mind-numbingly unreal. I haven't seen a 500%. I've seen 400%, 300% lots, but not like once that hits 0.025, it's safe to say you're 500%. Unreal. You can see how this spikes up just out of the blue. Okay, so that's another big one. BTT USDT. This one doesn't really excite me. BTT. Not really. This one's done okay earlier in the year, 0.003. It's up to 0.0045. Well, could have been. So it's a two-time return right here. 0.0030 to 0.0040. So about 25%. So that's the end of that. But definitely the one that would have been the life changers is ERD. So again, that's at position number 19. All right, so that's based on filter on volume. So now we're going to see some of the stronger ones filtered on trend. I think this is the last of our reports. Okay, so these are the ones that you'll see closely aligned to the spreadsheet. The first one here is Compound. This is one of those DeFi crypto coins built off of Ethereum. So here you go. Here's the returns. Comparatively, it's like for every negative, there's two positive. The question is, I think we're at the tail end of this coin, this rise in this coin. But again, you can see here 724, 18, 722. So this may have some where to go. But you can see where it's come from, the performance of a 260 now down to 140. Yeah, see how it just came 240 to 160. But the momentum's building. I think this is a risky coin to be at, and if you want my opinion. Yeah, just leave it at that. Risky, don't do it. Okay, so now Ethereum. If you have not seen the price of Ethereum, boy, oh boy, that has been moving pretty strong. Don't know why the dates are still in April. It's definitely a bug. So I'm gonna ignore this one. But I will tell you, Ethereum has done amazingly well since Thursday. Okay. So we have Bitcoin now. Bitcoin's starting to move a little bit. It's above trend. The good thing is that trend now has flattened, but it's been flat for a while. But there's been no upward movement in price. It looks like it's evenly split in the daily returns. Let's see here. Here, yeah, you can see it move up from 4,000 to just over, so it is breaching that 10,000. This I would think is the catalyst that will make it move up. But again, I've shown you some coins that are cheaper to take on, less risky, and Ethereum's a more predictable one. See, Bitcoin's definitely building its base. It's broken through that 10,000 lately. Here it's at the RSI. starting to hit the peak momentum. So this may start to fall back as that RSI starts to overheat. So this may be the last part of the trend since the 22nd. So here's an interesting one on Ethereum. Actually, let me see. Let me see the price of Ethereum just out of curiosity. Okay. So we want to look at the current price of Ethereum USD. So this morning it was at 307. Now it's at 329. So it's already gone up $30. 1 day view. So here it was around 311, I guess. Now it's pumping higher. That's the DeFi move. We'll talk about that more tomorrow night. I think people that are missing out are just exactly that, missing out. And then they'll want to complain and say how they hate being poor. But what can you do, right? All right, so let me go back to my Word document here. So now we're going to look at Dash. One thing I will say I'm starting to see a trend of, when you take out the ones that are linked to Tether, I did this yesterday. Some of the top movers were the private coins. One of those would be Dash. And this one's done, let's see, it's not been moving very much lately. But evenly daily returns, see here. So we have a couple of bullish signals here, the candles. Yeah, it's not moving. It could move, but I think there's better ones to watch out for. But you can see it's 68 to 76. I mean, again, that's a nice return, but here we're talking coins at 2-3 times. One we just showed you, 5-time return. So, seriously. Okay, again, remember I told you there's this trend. We got Dash. Now we have XMR, which is another private coin. This one's a strange coin. It doesn't move a lot. From January to February, it's a nice 50% move, 40 to 60, 90. I think that's really, when I think about that, no, it's nothing to do with it. But when you start to hear the Fed clamp down on things, I think this is when the private coins like XMR, Monero, starts to move up. This one's not doing anything lately. You can see, again, I don't know what to say if this is evenly distributed on the daily return. Here we got some bullish. Yeah, these. So you have here a Marabuzu. I do pay attention to those ones. The candle mirror. Oh, but it's a bearish, so. Again, maybe a short if you're in the futures market. That's a good bar. Just get up to the 30-day view. So you can see here. I can see why this has moved up. But that's a big bar. So that's gone from 68 to 78. Again, really strong. What will happen with Monero if I see those Marabuzu candles bearish? That's definitely probably most likely on the downside. So here we have Bitcoin Cash. I said that this one was performing okay. Lately, Bitcoin Cash, yeah, it's doing okay. Bitcoin Cash, again, this one doesn't really excite me as much as it used to, but I'm just looking for anything. See, it's just consolidating here, just flat. I mean, it could move up, so it's at 220 to 250 again. That's a 15% move. I mean, that's really good. Some bars here have just done quite well. Another one here, just didn't see any of the patterns here, the candle patterns. So if you're a candle pattern bullish, 718, That was a week ago, so that's kind of outdated, obviously. Okay, so momentum's at 20, 70. So this is going to hit its RSI. Let me just show you. Might be an example here. Yeah, here. You can see what happens when it hits that RSI. It starts to go down. Bitcoin, obviously, Bitcoin's all correlated around Bitcoin, to be truthful. Okay, so here's the next private coin, Zcash. So again, this one's not moving up as much. Okay, evenly distributed. Here's some more bullish and a bearish. So we have a bullish here. This could move up again. Like it's going from 50 to 65. Who's going to say no to that? But crypto's definitely on the move. I think it's all because of Ethereum and the DeFi movement that we discovered on Thursday. Here's now one Neo. This one's definitely in the gutter as usual. So this one doesn't look like it's moving a whole lot. But you can see here, it did move up. Let me just see what time I could probably get that time period. More negative daily returns. So this one doesn't really excite me as much. You got a bearish, bullish. Yeah, there's better coins out there. So you can see here, it did well back in February, but that's come and gone. All right, so we are now moving on to Litecoin. Litecoin was a great one, but it has not done a whole lot. See here, a slight, I'd say probably evenly or more negative daily return. Let's see here. Right here, we have, what do we have? Bullish and a bullish 22nd, the 18th. Nah. See here, it's got some nice 40, say 41 low to 50 or 49. That's like a 10-20% move. I mean, those are good moves. But again, we've already established that there are better coins out there to put some cash into. Okay, so here we are. We're talking Ethereum now. So Ethereum, you can see here, did well in Feb. I don't know, evenly distributed maybe. Okay, here we go. So we got bullish, bullish, bullish. Yeah, this is all it has been 15th, 18th, and the 21st. So there were bullish signs a week before last, a week at this time last week. Look at that move up. I mean, this cannot continue. This RSI, it's got to have to drop. But I do think that this DeFi movement is real. Look at the volume it's added from two. Let me get to 30. So we're looking at the 22nd, and today's the 26th. So about 4 days ago, this has been adding. The volume has been going up. The momentum's been going up. What will happen to this? I don't know. I think it's going to drop off. It has to. Historically, when you see this run up here, yeah, right here. You see the run up, and it just suddenly tapers off. So give it a few days. I think it will taper off. It looks like it's about halfway in there already. So if you're just jumping in, this might be one you might miss. But the DeFi movement is real. There's no doubt about it. And that's, again, built on the blockchain, the Ethereum blockchain. So again, we will talk about some of these other coins here tomorrow about it. This one has done really, really good. Band, let's see here. Band, I checked this ranking on Saturday, and I gotta tell you, I was kind of blown away by it. So here you go. It's in 10, in the top 10. Okay. So this one again, from 1, 4, 5. So it's hit since. Let me just see here when that took off. Look at the amount of strong daily returns. very strong in July. This is a good coin. But it's starting to drop off. But I think if you watch this band, it's starting to drop, and you can just see it in that price. But one thing what we can look for here is band. What is band? Band, band, band. I'm very interested in this coin because so we have band protocol. Band protocol. What is band protocol? I think this protocol. Brita seems to have cross-chain data oracle. What? Band pro. This could be manipulated. Band price market cap. Sequoia. I see. So Sequoia is another venture capital. So here's what we got. Okay, so we've talked about Compound, which was backed by Andreessen Herskovitz. So now Sequoia, this is what's driving up the price, it launched Wednesday. Okay. And then Sequoia Venture Capital has jumped in June 10th. And that's why we're starting to see this move. So this coin might start to move quite a bit. So I don't know. I'll let you figure out what this is. But this is definitely a coin to watch for. Now, the other thing is band protocol on DeFi. Ethereum. Ethereum blockchain, because if this, then we'll be able to tell if this is a DeFi. So yeah, initially launched on the Ethereum blockchain with the support of Sequoia Capital, September 2019. Will also provide like sporting results, insurance data. So this may be Sequoia-backed pro band creeps onto Chainlink's turf. So this is definitely a coin to watch out for. Okay, so you heard that hurt first. That is from Quant Labs, that this coin is definitely something to watch for. Crypto's real, man. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Atom. Atom's come back a little bit. You see here, it's had a struggle, evenly distributed. So we have here bearish. So I've lost interest right there. Boom. Atom. Not doing too good, folks. Okay, moving on to the next one. So the next one we're looking at is Ethereum Classic. Let's see where it ranks. Ethereum Classic can be an interesting one. So it's in the bottom half. Not doing too good. Yeah, evenly distributed. Actually, I'd say more negative returns. Bearish, bullish. Well, it's bullish right now. Let's see. Let's keep an open mind here, folks. Bullish. Okay, so it's zero momentum. RSI is moving up. The volume is very low, but let's see. So it's gone from 5.5 to 6.5. Again, there's just better coins out there. It's a good set of return, no doubt. Cava. Okay, let's see where Cava ranks. Cava's 14. So this one can be okay. Cava, but you can see it's dropping off as well. Okay, these are important. So we got bullish, 17th, 25th, and again, the 24th. Okay, so that means this could be on its move as well. See, it's moving down, back down to 50. The volume is somewhat there. But this is what I worry about. It's the RSI. It's had a bad week, couple of days here. This is one I'd note, Kava. So let's see which one this was. Qtum. Qtum's interesting. I just don't see it moving as much. Yeah, see, it's in the bottom half again. Doesn't really excite me a whole lot. Definitely more negative. So Qtum's not been doing too good lately. So we got a bearish signal there. Looks like we're going to be moving on, folks. I mean, you can't complain. 1.6 to 2.4, that's 50% return. But it's just a riskier. It's gone flat here. I just don't, doesn't really scream opportunity at me, but the returns are good. Link, Chainlink. This one's another one that's done really well. So it's gone from $1 to 7 and a bit. Strong trend, very strong trend. That will continue to move up, I bet. But evenly distributed here. But it's a good one to hodl. Here we go. Marabuzu, the 23rd. And another bullish as well on the 23rd. So this could move up. Just see when these negative moves start to kick in. So we got 20 seconds. So it's gone kind of flat. So this may start to move up quite good. So Link is looking good. I think there might be another major leg coming. But hold on. I just noticed something here. I might be mistaken. So we have a bullish and a bearish Marabuzu on the 23rd. So I stand corrected there. There might be some better opportunity in the next few days, but this is definitely a really good coin to hold on to. Okay, I think that's it. So I've shown you the spreadsheet. One more that I'm really surprised is BNB. These ones here, REP, XSP, SNX, BNT, XTC, and BAN. BAN looks pretty good. Link is not too bad as well. I think those were the ones to be on the lookout for. But we'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching. Hopefully you got some news on it. Be on the lookout for the tomorrow night, the talk on DeFi finance, decentralized finance. I think that's going to be here to stay. As I said, let's go over to DeFi Pulse right here. Also, if you like what you're seeing, the results I'm showing here can be found now on my paywall here, Quant Analytics. So just visit quantlabs.net/quantanalytics. There's a video there. It'll walk you through the whole service if you're interested in that. Also, if you want to get some free books, all you got to do is just visit quantlabs.net and get into the ecosystem of all my emails that I get and get some free PDFs while we're at it. We'll leave it at that. I think Ethereum's definitely on its way and there's some good times ahead to watch this. So we'll leave it at that. Thanks again for watching. Have a good day.